The Swing Shift. Tonight on The Swing Shift, we're going to call on two very prominent figures in British jazz, Ronnie Scott and Tony Crombie. They're working tonight on The Swing Shift. And we'll start out tonight with Ronnie Scott. Ronnie Scott plays tenor sax, and he came to prominence for most of us on this side of the pond when he played with Ted Heath's band, and we've featured him on this program before. But tonight, we're going to hear a big band that he put together in 1955, and it was a big one. He had, one, two, three, four trumpeters, as many trombones. He had two tenors, including his own, two altos and a baritone, and then a rhythm section. You wouldn't know the names of these people because they were all in England and well-known there, but not stateside. But Ronnie Scott is in the tenor sax section, and he leads them. In two selections right now, it's Basie Talks and It Might As Well Be Spring. Thank you. location recording of Ronnie Scott and his orchestra back in 1955. And not the brightest recording, a little dim sound, but that sometimes happens in location recordings. Ronnie Scott was originally Ronald Schott. His family was Jewish. His father was from Russia, as I recall. And he came up, as many people did, you know, learning almost in a classical sense how to play the tenor sax. But he developed in one of the most important and reliable figures in jazz in England. And his Ronnie Scott Jazz Club was the place to go for people who wanted to hear great music. Tony Crombie, on the other hand, was a drummer. And he functioned in a quartet for the most part, but he had a big orchestra, and we're going to hear that. And also something I hadn't realized, that Annie Ross, who was with the Lambert Hendrickson Ross Trio, spent some time in England performing with Tony Crombie and a group he took from the band called the Fortet. We're going to hear the band and the Fortet. First of all, Stop It. Then Annie Ross will sing Gypsy in My Soul and I Love Paris. Then back to the big band for All of Me. The Tony Crombie Big Band with Annie Ross on the vocal.
Fancy free and love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. There's something calling me from way out yonder, it's just the gypsy in my soul. 'Cause I've got to give vent to my emotions, and I'm only content when I'm having my way. There is no other life of which I'm fonder, it's just the gypsy in my soul. So if I'm there, just that gypsy in myself. There's something calling me from way out yonder, and it's just that gypsy in my soul. 'Cause I've got to give vent to my emotions, and I'm only content when I'm having my way. There is no other life of which I'm fonder, and it's just that gypsy in my soul. No cares, no strings, my heart has wings. So if I'm fancy free and I love to wander, well, it's just that gypsy in my soul. I've got the sun in the morning, got the moon in the evening, and I've got that tipsy gypsy in my soul. In the springtime, I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment. Every moment of the year, I love Paris. Why, oh, why do I love Paris? Because my love is here.
I'm no good without you. Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never lose them. Your goodbyes left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Oh, me? Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbyes left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not? Why not? Why not take all of me?
Anthony John Crombie, Tony Crombie and his orchestra. We heard them in Stop It, and then Annie Ross sang All of Me, and he sang Gypsy in My Soul and I Love Paris, and then Tony himself came back to sing All of Me. Tony Crombie and his band, people you heard on that, Dizzy Reese was the man who played the trumpet solo, and I'm thinking that Joe Temperley was the man featured on sax. Recordings from England back in the mid-50s, kind of a tubby sound from all these Decca recordings of the period, but it's interesting to hear what was going on the other side of the pond. Back to the Ronnie Scott Big Band of 1955, and this is their extended version of something called Straight Life.
Thank you.
Ronnie Scott's Big Band in Straight Life, a live performance. Ronnie Scott and Pete King on tenor sax, Joe Harriet and Doug Robinson on alto, Benny Green on baritone. The trumpeters were Stan Palmer, Hank Shaw, Dave Usden, and Jimmy Watson. Playing trombone, Jack Botterill, Robin Kay, Mac Minshull, and Ken Ray. And then that rhythm section, Norman Stenfault on piano. You heard Eric Peter in a nice solo on double bass, and Phil Seaman beat it out on the drums. Straight Life, the Ronnie Scott Big Band. Now we go back to Tony Crombie, this time an organization he calls Tony Crombie and His Men. We'll hear three selections, Gut Bucket, Penthouse Party, and The Gangbusters. Tony Crombie and His Men. Included among his men is tenor saxophone player Ronnie Scott, whose orchestra is next. Three selections we heard were Gut Bucket, Penthouse Party, that featured the Ronnie Scott solo, and The Gangbusters. Okay, now we go back to that live performance by the Ronnie Scott Orchestra. This is a recording made on location in England in 1955. We'll hear them out with Drop Me Off at Harlem, Ting-a-Ling, and Lionel Hampton's Flyin' Home.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a raucous version of Flyin' Home, the old Lionel Hampton standard that was preceded by Drop Me Off at Harlem and something called Ting-a-Ling. The Ronnie Scott Big Band, that was back in the 1950 when that recording was made, a location recording in England. Not many recordings featuring that Ronnie Scott Big Band. What we have is more of his chamber music, recordings made mostly at his own nightclub. Well, we'll close out with the drummer, Tony Crombie, and his men. This is the full orchestra. He recorded with a variety of musicians, including on several occasions Ronnie Scott himself. Tony Crombie had quite a career in England, and he was perhaps at his most popular when he was playing with a small combo. But he did do some orchestral recordings, and they have been collected in a 4-CD album released by Real Gone Jazz, and I have no idea where this comes from. I would assume it's an English product. The liner notes consist of no notes at all, just advertisement for other recordings on the Real Gone label. But it does include, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, contents of 7 different LP albums. And the fortunate thing about this collection, and the reason I was drawn to it, is because it also has those performances by Ronnie Scott and his orchestra. Okay, let's get down to the selections here. This is Tony Crombie's outfit. We'll hear Perdido and I Love You Madly.
baby, so I thought I'd let you know I love you madly. Better fish are in the sea is not the theory for me. That's for sure, just like I said before, I love you madly. If you could see the happy you and me I dream about so proudly. You know the breath of spring that makes me sing, my heart beats so loudly. Good things come to those who wait, so just relax, believe in fate, and bless the day when you will hear me say, I love you madly. I dream about so proudly. You know the breath of spring that makes me swing, my heart beats so loudly. Good things come to those who wait, so just relax, believe in fate, and bless the day when you will hear me say, I love you, love you man.
A final salute from Tony Crombie and his orchestra. That last vocal, I Love You Madly, featured Annie Ross. Before that, we heard the orchestra with their version of Perdido. It's interesting in looking at these recordings, which are made in England, at the number of American performers who visited England and took part in these recordings. Dizzy Reese, we've heard two or three times tonight on trumpet. Also, Joe Temperley on tenor sax. And then we just heard again from Annie Ross. Those are just three of the people who spent some time in England, worked with big bands over there, and picked up a little money on the side while they were having a lot of fun. That pretty much does it for this session of The Swing Shift. We've sampled the work of two prominent names in English jazz, Ronnie Scott, who plays tenor sax, and Tony Crombie, the drummer. These are recordings made in 1954 and 55 by Decca. Swing Shift is produced by Media Consultants Limited for Augustana Public Radio. Hope you've enjoyed tonight's offering, and remember, we'll be back with more of the same next Saturday for another edition of The Swing Shift.